Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to sing just a verse of a little song I just wrote a couple of weeks ago. And I'd like to sing it tonight for somebody that's going through something. I want to sing it for somebody that don't see your way right now. And maybe to try to encourage somebody whose faith is not as strong as it should be. I don't care what it is you're going through. I came to tell you tonight everything is going to be all right. If you're sick, hold on. If you're in trouble, hold on. Soon as it gets through raining, everything.
That's when I found out.
Just living our life, our lives as a tale that is told. But we believe the word. We believe and the reason why I say we believe it, because we accept that word that we read. We accept that to be truth. So when you know that you, when you really know you believe it, is when you live and govern your life according to that word. Because you believe in what thus said the Lord, and you try to be obedient to that word. Praise the Lord. That's you try to be obedient to that word. Then you know that, and then the plan of salvation really become real to you. Because you know, there in Romans, they would tell you, we confess with our mouth. And believe in our heart. So when that confession is made, and then salvation, we prepare ourselves from salvation because we're going to believe that. We're going to accept Jesus. No matter how tough it gets, no matter what trials or tribulations come our way, no matter, we're not looking for a pity party, we're not looking for woe is me, but we accept the Lord. If you say everything will be all right, no matter how dark the day gets, we can hold on to that everything will be all right.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Everything. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Because there are dark days. There are dark days ahead. But one thing I like about it, those dark days, they help you appreciate that sunshine you get from time to time. You can cling on to it, and that increases our faith and our hope. Praise the Lord. Because one thing about it, that we see, it's not faithful, but that we don't see, regardless of that circumstance that we're in. When we look beyond that, we don't look for evidence, you know, when we look beyond that, because we know that it was written, in his holy writ, that we trust in. Sure, signs are good. Sure, confirmation is good, but that has been penned, that he said, but before his word become untrue, heaven and earth, if you don't mind me paraphrasing it, heaven and earth, it'll pass away. So that lets you know how sure this word of God that we have, it is true. And it don't have to depend upon what certain ones may think about it or certain opinions of men, but it's from everlasting to everlasting. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. We thank God today for the gathering of those that turned aside to be in prayer with us, to turn aside. I like how the pastor used to say when we would gather back in the evening time, he said, those that have assembled themselves together just to go a little bit further, a little bit farther with the Lord.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Mm. Praise the Lord.
Thank God.
Yes, we're going to be looking at Matthew 16 chapter, Matthew the 16th chapter.
Matthew 16 chapter.
Real familiar, Matthew that 16th chapter. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're still... We're still trying to decide which verse to start with, but so try not to keep you too long. There's a lot of meat in this rep. Praise the Lord. We'll say a prayer before we get in it. Before we get in, if there be somebody that might can't stay to the end, if you have a prayer or something on your mind, we'll get on it right now. We'll open up the door. Or if something on your heart, we'll talk about it right now. Praise the Lord. So we have gathered ourselves together, and I like when we gather ourselves together. Somebody's been hoping. Somebody's been praying. Somebody's been have come with expectation upon their heart to hear from the Lord, and we, as His servants, going to do our reasonable service. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Well, I don't see no hand wraps, so if you give us a prayer, we'll get on in this. Praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. If you give us a prayer, we'll dive on
in. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we thank you, Father God,
yes,
for your Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for the opportunity to be in thy presence, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity,
yes,
Father God, just one more time, Lord, getting this service, Lord. Knowing that, Father God, it was you that made this day out of reality, Lord. So we just want to thank you for this day and the point of time of this day, Lord. Lord, we just ask you right now for forgiveness, Lord, for sins that we do know and don't know, Lord. And, Lord, the ones we don't know, Lord, that you reveal it to us, Lord, that we be able to repent from it, Lord. Lord, we ask you right now for the sick and the sin in, Lord. Those, Father God, that are going through right now, Lord. Those that may have got an answer, Father God, for man, but God's still in control, Lord. We ask you, Father God, for if it be your will, Lord, to move sickness, to move pain, to move infirmities, the thing that Tylenol can't fix, Lord. Bear asthma can't fix, Lord. But we know you are a healer, Lord. So we just call on healing right now in the name of Jesus. Whether it might be a spiritual thing, a physical thing, you know what your people need, Lord. So we just come and touch the green intercessory prayer, Father God, for those maybe never hit the one button, Lord, but their heart yearns to hear your voice, Lord. So touch them, Lord. The Most High, Lord. Lord, be with the speaker this night, Lord, as the message go forth, Lord, that you hide him behind the cross, Lord, and let your spirit move, Lord. Let our heart open up to you, Lord, that we have receptive spirit today, Lord, to receive the word, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for the meditation of our heart, Lord. Lord, and instead of this word that we try to do day and night, Lord, know that you are our Redeemer, Lord. And, Lord, we just thank you for it, Lord. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. Thank God. Thank God today for that prayer. Praise the Lord. In this Matthew, the 16th chapter, we have the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They, the first part of it, they asked for a sign, and Jesus cautioned against the doctrine of the Pharisees. Oh, praise the Lord. One thing I like about the Lord, look, if you consider the Lord, he'll give you direction. He'll give you direction. He'll let you know about your surroundings. He'll bless you with the spirit of discernment. Praise the Lord.
Oh, yes.
Somebody might wonder what teaching should they listen to. I tell you, the teaching of the Holy Spirit. Because we are with an omnipresent being. If you accept Jesus in your heart, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. That you don't know, he'll teach you, but we got to give him something to work with. We got to give him some time. Oh, praise the Lord. And not just to be wise in your own self, but give him some time that he may bless you spiritually. Praise the Lord. We'll jump on in at this first verse. This first verse, praise the Lord. Lord,
amen,
just changed
amen
up a little bit at the last
amen
moment, but we thank him. We going in faith. Hallelujah. Matthew 16 chapter, the first verse says, the Pharisees also with the Sadducees came and tempting desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. And he answered and said unto them, when it is evening, ye say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. When Christ said, oh, ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can you discern the signs of the times? A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given unto it but the sign of the prophet Joel. And he left them and departed. You see, the Pharisees, they were opposed to each other in principle and in conduct, yet they joined against Christ. That sound familiar? People that can be against you and even against one another, but they will join in to be against you just because you want to follow the teachings of Christ. They join themselves against Christ, but they have desired a sign of their own choosing that despise those signs which reveal the necessity of the sick and sorrowful and call for something else which would gratify the curiosity of the proud. Oh Lord, and Christ called them a wicked and adulterous generation, seeking after a sign, and there should no sign. He told them, no sign will be given unto you, but the sign of what Joash, the prophet, had left him, and he departed. And when his disciples were come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. Praise the Lord. Disciples, because see, when you can be so caught up in wanting to receive, hallelujah, wanting to receive of the Lord, I like how a good friend told me once. He said, Lord, know what you need. He know you need a job, and he know you need a job to pay for your house, your car, and all that good stuff. But what are we really seeking after Christ for? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you really are rooted and grounding and just want to seek after him, you might forget to take the necessities of life, but that's all right. When your full concentration is on him, he'll take care of what you need. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus said unto them, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Now, one thing about it, every churchgoer, their sole desire is not, hallelujah, to be concerned of your spiritual growth, but somebody want to is plotting for your fall, hallelujah. Some is just plotting to see what you know, to see what loophole that they can find, hallelujah, to make you stumble or fall. Or hear the Sadducees and the Pharisees, they're trying to discredit our Christ, and they reason among themselves. That's why they reason among themselves, saying it is because we have taken no bread. Which when Jesus perceived and said unto them, O ye of little faith, the disciples, hallelujah, so caught up when you're caught up in Christ, hallelujah, hallelujah. But when you're really caught up, you're going to have a little bit more faith. But he told them, O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves, because ye have brought no bread? They didn't realize that they had the bread of life among them. Oh, hallelujah. All right. Hallelujah. That theirs was for the asking. And a lot of people don't realize how valuable and how important this Bible is, because it has all the answers before you. Only thing you have to do is open it up and give God some time and read it. Hallelujah. Honestly, read it to be blessed by the Lord. All the answers are in the book.
All right.
He even allows a commentary to be made that's closely written to help you understand and explain, and if you meditate on him long enough, he'll whisper at you, he'll give you a dream. But as you read the scriptures, he'll talk back at you and give you ideas and help clarify the word if you want it clarified unto you. But he must ask you a question.
my.
Hallelujah. He must ask you a question, and like he did me one day, can I trust you? Hallelujah. Can I trust it? Because this word is too important. Many have took it for their gain, or that, like these Pharisees and Sadducees, that they may look big among the people. People may look on them, but the true man or woman of God only wants you to look at Christ. Hallelujah, and him being crucified for our sins. They said, do ye not yet understand, neither remember the five loaves of the five, oh, hallelujah, five loaves of the 5,000, how many baskets ye took up? He asked them a question. Sometimes God helps to ask us to put us in remembrance for what he have done. And one thing I like about what he have done, he'll do it again. Sometimes we allow circumstances, situations to make our faith get a little weary. But like the song that was played, hallelujah, just everything will be all right. But we have to learn to trust the Lord. We have to learn. Don't look at the situation. Don't look because Jesus told us he desired to sift you, the adversary, the devil, the opposing one, the one that's looking for you to fall. See, many have many imps, and they get in people. And what they do is they become around you, and they try to befriend you, and they act like that they want to know the truth. But what they looking for and what they planning for is entrap you. That's why it's good that you study and show you. Hallelujah. That you study and you know the word for you, that you read the Bible, study the Bible, and learn the Bible. So the answer is in the book. Hallelujah. Remember, do ye not yet understand? Neither remember the five loaves of the 5,000 and how many baskets ye took up. Question he asked. He also said, neither the seven loaves of the 4,000 and how many baskets ye took up. Hallelujah. Stay with me.
Right.
And how is it
right.
that ye do not understand? I'm going somewhere. Understand that I spake it not to you concerning bread, that ye should beware of the leaven, oh hallelujah, of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Mm. Then understood they how that he bade them not beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine. It's of the doctrine, how he's trying to let them know it's of the doctrine of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. But when Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, now here that's where I'm going, why, whom do men say that the Son of Man am? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, and one of the prophets. And he said unto them, but, the conjunction here, whom say ye that I am?
Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah. That's what I want to get to. You know, see, others say other things, but when you have a personal relationship with Christ, Christ wants to know what is the children that belong to him, whom do you say that, or what is Christ to you? Hallelujah. That's why we can go back over there to in Romans when it tells if we would confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And in that confession, you're not just saying words, but you're making you're confirming that he is just who he say he is. But he's asking of them, who do men say? But then he turned and asked him, well, what do you say about the matter? What am I to you? That's Christ is asking. But whom do ye say that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Son Barjonas, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Oh, hallelujah. Me read this 19th verse title in. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why this thing, it has to be a spiritual connection. A spiritual connection, because when you confess with your mouth, and then when you believe it, you accept it in your heart, then it's a matter of the heart. Then it should, love should be in there somewhere, that it should activate the fruit of the Spirit. There should be love, joy, peace, and many don't like this other about patience. If patience and long suffering, they're going to walk hand in hand. But you got to be in there, right. Be kindness and show some goodness, faithfulness, whether it's raining or whether the sun is shining, faithfulness, greatness, and self-control. Everybody not should be able to get you to fly off the handle so fast, but should be some long suffering. Should be some temperance. It should be something there to keep you when others are trying to buffet you, when others are trying, just like they tried. Jesus, if you don't think you're going to be tried on this Christian journey, you better look at the thing again. You're going to be tried. You're going to be tested, but you're going to come through as pure gold when you lean, trust, hope, and depend upon Jesus. He's given us all the things that we do, that we need to do to be spiritually successful. Now the Spirit, hallelujah, gave this unto Peter. Hallelujah. That's why we have to be we have to be close, and that's why we have to be continuously to be praying that God may speak to us when questions come about, that God may give it to you. But in order for him to give it to you, it must have been in the book sometime of the other, because the Holy Spirit will bring things back unto remembrance. But it first have to be put in there, and for it to be put in there, it's up to our job. Our job is to to go seeking, that we may shall find, that we may not. We got to act upon this thing. We can't just lay down and like God's going to do everything for us. But he tells us if we don't work, we don't eat. So we have to work while it's day, for when the night cometh, what you talking about, Reverend? The night is the trials and the tribulation. The night is the strange doctrines that come in. The night is when everybody's saying you're the one that's right and you're the one that's wrong, but you're the only one that's trying to stand for Christ and what him being crucified and accept his word and try to live his word. But they look at you, that you are the one that's wrong. Hallelujah. That's night that's coming. Hallelujah. That's what he asked him, whom do ye say that I am? I know and I understand what men may say, but see, men, the world, men, hallelujah, he made it a broad thing. Well, what are they saying about me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But those that are seeking me, listen, there's a mystery of it. Those that are seeking me, but whom do ye? Do you look yourself as one of the ye, or you look at yourself as what the men say? Hallelujah. You are part of the inner part. But whom, hallelujah, he said unto them, back in verse 15, but whom say ye that I am? I believe he was talking to his disciples. And Simon Peter answered, the spokesman of the groom, thou art the Christ, Son of the living God. Hallelujah. And then he told him, hallelujah, before you boast, Peter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before we will take any credit for ourselves, we must turn it back unto God. Hallelujah. And I will give thee. Hallelujah. It said in that 19th verse, I will give thee unto the king the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth to be bound in heaven, whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. See, a lot of people, they forget about these scriptures. They forget about what God, what Jesus have said, hallelujah, unto us. If you are part of the ye, how can I become part of the ye, be his disciples? You don't have to have a title, but just be of ye. He gave each one of that will accept him. Each and every one of us have a title. You are ambassador for Christ. Hallelujah. An ambassador, a child of God. If you want a title, yes. A child of God, that's a title. If you just must have a title, I'm a child of the Most
how I'm preparing myself that I may be a citizen of heaven. That's another title. If you want a title, then he charged him. He charged his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ.
Help us, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. He charged him that they should tell no man, because he still had a work that he needed to do, and he must, and his fame was going abroad, but he was doing that he didn't want them to tell anyone that he may ease in and ease out of places. But a lot of time when people found out where Jesus was going to be, it could not do what he needed to do, because so many for the
come on, guys. Come on.
So many for the prayer. That's why he had to charge his disciples that they should tell no man that Jesus, hallelujah, that he was the Jesus, hallelujah, that he was the Christ. He had a work that he needed to do, hallelujah. See, just like he do us, a lot of time he visits us in our homes or on our job, hallelujah, hallelujah, because he wants people in their natural habitat. But if you know that Jesus is going to be around you, you might not show your full self, your true self. You know how we do, what some of us do when we go to church on Sundays. We put our best dress apparel on. We put our best behavior on, hallelujah, that no one can see that I once was in sin, but I had to be delivered. But some come high and lifted up. Hallelujah. But those that would be blessed, that would be regenerated, they come as a sinner saying, I have sinned and come short of your glory. Lord, I need your forgiveness. It's easy for those that know that God has changed them. It's easy for them to be humble, but they know it was not them, just like Jesus told Peter that it was not you, that flesh and blood did not reveal that to you. So you
That's
can't
it.
Take no credit
That's
for
it.
But how the secret is how we can get God to be revealed unto us, be humble and poor in spirit, that he may ask unto us that we can witness that it was not me, hallelujah, but it was the Lord that blessed me, hallelujah. It was not me that lifted my own self, but it was God that lifted me, hallelujah. Then he don't have to, because as soon as he blessed, he can turn around and rebuke. You'll find out. See, when you get lifted, or when you try to move without waiting on the Lord,
yes,
you find yourself being rebuked, being charged. He the disciple that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer. See, many people don't like to hear and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. Hallelujah. One thing I like about it, trials and tribulation and suffering, I know that if we suffer with Christ, and even trying to be Christ-like, even in our daily walk, because we're buffeted with many things, that still the spirit is still around trying to discredit Christ and those that would be Christ-like, and those that just want his word to go forth, that it may be a blessing to someone, or someone's life may be changed, is still in a hindrance to us right now. That's why Christians go through trials and tribulations and calls and things that come out of one storm and right back into another storm. Hallelujah. But if you hold on, everything
yeah.
will be all right.
Be
still
all
trust
right.
God and go through it. And when you trust God, then when you do it in secret, trust God. When you pray to God in secret, he'll reward you openly, because you're in secret. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In secret, you told him all about it. Oh, hallelujah, but openly he rewarded you. Openly rewarded you. But Peter, the Peter, then Peter took him and began to rebuke him. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. But then he turned and said, how are you going to tell the Lord something's not going to be? When he just told you the things that must happen. But Peter said, and told him, be it far from thee, Lord, that this shall not be unto thee. But he turned and said unto Peter, get thee behind me, Satan, that art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. So that's why you have to be careful, because just like the Holy Spirit came and revealed and gave things unto you, you got to continually to be in prayer, because when you open the door for that one spirit, then an imitation spirit, if you don't watch it, if you're not discerning, and if you, you know, keep watching and praying, then you have had the door open for spiritual travel. Then another spirit will come in and try to imitate the Lord, like you're doing the Lord's work, because you're already, you have that form of godliness. You have the form, you have the pattern down. First Corinthians, though I can talk with a man and of angels, but if I don't have charity, is what that charity come in. Oh, hallelujah. You can't have charity. You can't love somebody that you don't obey. Oh, hallelujah. You can't love them. You can't love them.
Yes.
If you can't obey. Any man that love a woman, or a woman that love a man, be in a marriage, it cannot be unless it's trust there. Hallelujah. When it's trust there, the love affair is so much sweeter. So it is with our Lord and Savior. If he can trust us, oh, hallelujah, then he can reveal unto us. If we ask him for a clean heart, and we can, and he can see that we're honestly trying to clean up ourselves, then he can open up the missions of unto God, unto us. Hallelujah. But those that be of men. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. You might be wondering, why is it so hard? Hallelujah, sometimes because you're bearing your cross. Hallelujah. You're bearing your cross, and when you take up your cross and you follow him, one thing you can know about it, that there may be trials and tribulation, or there may be tough time, but God will give you peace in the midst of a storm, and he will let you know from time to time when the cross, when it seemed like it got a little lighter, because you're getting stronger. You're getting stronger. How can you know that you have strength if you never had to use it? How do you know your faith is strong and you never had to use that mustard seed faith? How do you know that you have grown in it? Hallelujah. If there wouldn't be no test, no trials, no tribulation, how would you know? But whom do ye say that Christ is? Who is he to you? Is he just a practicing religion? But is it a personal savior? Are you to the point that you just want to please the Lord because you love him? That's where he want to get with you in your relationship, because, Lord, I love you. Hallelujah. And you don't have to worry about reading and study, because it's going to be a yearning for it. It's going to be a longing for it. You get that. I can't wait to read this and see what he will talk to me about, or what he will, how he will direct me on this. Hide your word. This is what David said. In my heart, when it's hidden in your heart, hallelujah, there is a love affair. That is an anticipation going on. You can't wait but to be with him. You can't wait but just to love on him. You can't wait to see what he has to say, what he has to, even if it's a rebuke, you would thank him for that rebuke, that you might be better. Hallelujah. That he don't have to chastise you when he chastises the world. But you can be part of the ye crowd. But whom do ye? Those that has come into the intercourse with Christ, but whom do ye? Ye say that I am. Are you a disciple of Christ? Then you're part of the ye. Hallelujah. But if you, that broad group is that first question that was asked, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Hallelujah. And after he talked with his disciples, or then he turned it around, but whom do ye? Those that love me. Those that have accepted my word to be true. When you accept it, when you know you accept the word of God to be true, you govern your life accordingly, and it's a lifestyle.
Hallelujah. And if you do fall, you repent and stuff. You don't brag about it, but you repent and ask him to be back in the fold. Hallelujah. Ask him, please, Lord, have mercy upon me according, come here, David, according to thy loving kindness, thy tender mercy. Blot out. He wants the thing that he's done that first please. He wants to be blot out. He wants to be taken from him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take it from me, oh Lord, that I might not sin against you, that I might not hurt you, Lord, because I love you. Hallelujah. But deny yourself. Those things that would buffet you, deny yourself. when you take off your up your cross, you deny yourself. Deny that flesh, that your spiritual man may grow. Hallelujah. Deny the things that you want and look into God's holy writ and see what he might just say. He might want to talk to you. He might want to say something to you. Or he might want to hear you say, Lord, I don't want anything. I'm just saying, Lord, I love you. Lord, I thank you for your goodness. Lord, I thank you for your mercy. Lord, I thank you for what you have done, which ensures me to let me know what you have done. You're able to do again. And even if you don't, Lord, just thank you for letting me just be here and just to love on you. Hallelujah.
That's it.
Hallelujah. Listen, just because of who he is and what he's done for you. Hallelujah. If any man will come after me, Christ told him. He told his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Oh, hallelujah. That's a reward within itself. When you take up your cross, denying the thing that you want, put you with the things that you want, put it to the side and do the things that what God wants. I'm telling you, that's a win-win-win every time. And take up his cross and follow me. In that, you're going to get strengthened. You're going to get stronger. You're going to find strength for your weakness. You're going to be delivered. You're going to be set free for whatsoever will. Oh, thank you, Lord. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. Listen. Oh, hallelujah. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. Hallelujah. You're taking it on yourself that you can save your own life. I think if I do this, then I'm good. And if you don't include God in it nowhere, you have leaned to your own understanding that you will save your life. You're going to lose it. But and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is Christ? He asked the question to those whom do ye say that I am? He asked it twice. So first he asked it one way, then he changed it, asked it a different way. Hallelujah! The same way he did in over there in Mark. Hallelujah! Mark 8:27. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Is another question. Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Hallelujah. What, can I ask you, what sin is so important that you're willing to give up your eternal life with Christ that you may please yourself on into everlasting damnation? On into, hallelujah. What will you give it in exchange? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But that's when you're trying to save your life. But when you get lost in what God wants, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. If you don't deny the Lord, hallelujah. If we're giving up the life that was given up to us, when we give up that life and follow Christ and choose the life that he has, then we're denying ourselves the fleshly things or the things of the flesh or what the flesh wants. We're looking more to what God wants so much and so till we're lost in it. And oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. There it is right there in verse 26. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world, all that this world has to offer, but you lose your own soul, something that's eternal? You're going to go somewhere. Hallelujah. Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man, thank you, Jesus, shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels. and then he shall reward every man according to his works. So that lets me know right there, Reb, I can't just do whatever I want to do. And they had a song, it's your thing. Do what you want to do. But be careful. You find yourself in hell's fire. But I would say this life belongs to the Lord. Hallelujah. And I should be living because it is in him, because I am even living. This air that I breathe, it is his that he gave unto us. It is him, hallelujah, that gave me a right to the tree of life. It is him that I live, I move, and I have my being. It is him, for the Son of Man shall come. Listen, it's in red. I don't know if it's in red in yours, but it's in red right there. Matthew, the 16th chapter, the 27th verse. For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, that's it.
Hallelujah. It don't say record every man for how much knowledge he know and how he can be so charismatic. It doesn't say so reward him for how he may got how many like him, but every man according to his works. And are your works, I ask you this question, can your works stand the fire? Oh, hallelujah. Can your works stand the fire? I know somebody's works can stand the fire. On Christ. On Christ, that solid rock I stand. Hallelujah. All the other ground that's sinking stand. But Christ is the only one. He's able to open the book. And he's the only one to take a look thereon. He's the only one. Hallelujah. Slain before the foundation of the world. Verily I say unto you, there be some standing here, listen, which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. That's true to this very day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Many, many have lived different times and in different ages, many, and they done got to where they call it, deja vu. I've seen this before. I've been here before. Huh? Because the spirit, it never rests. It goes to and fro. Many don't realize that it said, verily, why would he had it written there? It was written over 2,000 years ago, and it's still good for right now. Verily, I say unto you, there be some standing here. Y'all don't mind me paraphrasing. There be some that's listening to the sound of my voice. They shall not taste death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom.
All right.
He has many ways to come. If you ever had a revelation or a dream, if you ever had something that seems so real, that's a communication.
So real.
That's God communicating, let you know that he is real. Hallelujah. Why so many songs have been written? Why you think Job can say, though you slay me, yet will I trust him? Hallelujah. What kind of love is, that love, the disciples, they had to see something to be able to go for what they went through. And we have seen something ourselves that can't nobody tell us that he's not real, because we have our own personal relationship and he's done something. But some of us that is undeniable, you know that when nobody but the Lord, hallelujah, can do what he did. They even wrote a song about it. Real can't nobody do me like Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. He's my friend. Hallelujah. How can they testify and say that he is my friend? Because they have had experiences with him. Hallelujah. Verily I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Matthew, the 16th chapter in its entirety. May God a blessing to the reading of his word. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your guidance. Hallelujah. God bless you. That's all I have, Reb. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God, brother. Praise thank God. Just thank God for the spirit of that whole chapter, man. Just every time I we read the scripture, man, I just think about how God has performed a reasonable portion of his love, you know. And
yes,
he showed a lot of mercy through that whole chapter, you know. But I don't want to never try to come behind that, but if I could just have something to say to that, I like that verse 12, just only the verse 12, you know. He said, then understood they how that they bear, that, look at that, them that beware of the loving bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He said they understood, Doc.
Yes, sir.
He said, because they was teaching. They was teaching, Doc, about this unleavened bread. You know, it's a lot of people are watching us right now. It's a lot of people is looking at us right now. I really want to tell you right now that there are some people looking for you to make mistakes. There are some people to look for you to make the right choices. There are some people who count on you to be a good father, be a good mother, be a good granny, be a grandpa. But let me tell you something. There are some people out there right now are trying to put that levy in there. You know, I'm talking about, you said 11, you know, if you look at the 11, you know, but if you think about the 11, you look at, you put the 11, it could cause a sin, right? And then what happened is, they get in a level, a whole lump, you know. That's why we have to watch what we allow to come in our spiritual man, to watch what we allow to come in our life, because a lot of people don't mean us no good, you know. But I'm going to tell you something. Don't be so quick to cast them out. You know what I'm talking about?
That's right.
Don't be so quick to move them out. You just wait for God to make that opportunity to let you know that she or he is not good for you. But I do know one thing about it. Ain't nobody good. Jesus asked one person, who told you this there? I want to ask, who asked you this here? Then Paul made it more plain. Who be with you? You know, there's a lot of people trying to confuse you, and that's what the Sadducees try to do. That's what the scribes try to do. That's what the Pharisees, they try to cross them all up. But Jesus, he's all knowing. He's all knowing. He knows so much right now, man. He know what everybody thinking at right now at the same time. He know he know right now what we're thinking about right now and what we're about to do. So I thank you for that lesson, man. I thank you for all the stories in that Bible, and then the major's one. Like I said, that he asked him to be aware of them people with the unleavened bread, and that is the doctrine of the Pharisees and the scribes. He said, "Watch him, watch him,
sir.
Watch the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Watch him." You know, they'll try to trick you. We live in the day now that right is wrong now. Oh, help me, Lord. We live in that time now. The right is wrong now, and wrong is right now. And if you talk about it and you go against it, you can get put in jail. You can get assassinated by your character. But I'm going to tell you something. They're going to be red toes there about that cross. There's a cross. You and I.
Yes, sir.
I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm telling you, I'm not. Ashamed of the gospel. I'm going to stand. I know Reb going to stand. And we're going to try to preach and teach as long as God gives it to us. But I want to let you know, watch that leaven. Watch that leaven bread. Watch what you eating off the table you eating off. You know, watch what you listen to. You know, make sure you, if someone is teaching or someone's preaching, there's scriptures behind it. You know what I'm talking about? And then you can go back and read it again. Maybe you didn't get it. Maybe you didn't get everything Rev just said. You can go back and read it again. He just told us the whole the chapter. You go back and read the whole chapter again. Take your time. Go over it again. Now, if it's something that he will say, it was something that you didn't understand, you know, let us pray about it and open up the phone to let you. Maybe you might want to say, I enjoyed the lesson. Maybe you might want to say that. Man, I was glad when they said unto me, let's go to the house of God. We believe when we come together like this, Jesus is in the midst. So we touching the green. I know him and I and some of the ones I know here, they believe in the word. And that's all I was preaching to you and talking to you with the word. So if it's something you want to add to it, it's something you just want to wave your hand to it, or you just might want prayer. You just might want prayer. You might want prayer. Or, you know, or prayer for that you don't know the Lord. That we're here for that especially. That's what it is. God's plan is for every man to make it in. That's what salvation is. He came down for all mankind. He didn't come for no certain race. He came for all mankind. And he's right now, you know what he's doing for us right now, Rev? Patient for some of us. But that patience is going to run out.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
It's going to run out. When it run out, it won't be because you didn't get told. Because when he come, he said, until he come, Brother D, until he come, Brother Sister, he said, it will have to reach north, south, east, and west. We really believe the scripture is real. Until it reaches there, you might not never reach go all over the continent of the world, you know. You might not even step your foot in Japan, China, Africa, you know, even Texas, Chicago, Detroit. But I'm telling you that before he come, that word going to be spread. And no man going to be able to say, he or she won't be able to say that they ain't getting, no one didn't tell them about it. Then why didn't tell about it? Because he's going to come back for Death County Church. And you are the church. When you look in the mirror, look at yourself. You are the church. You are the temple of God. You are the temple of God. Don't defile it. If you've been changed, try to live holy. Try to live close to God. Ask God for your weakness and give you strength in your trials, in your tribulation. Sometimes it's best sometimes just to be quiet and just stand still and watch the
silence.
You don't have to have all the answers. Oh, help me, Holy. But you can have an ear.
Thank you, Lord.
To listen for the Lord. Let God speak.
Mm-hmm.
Let him speak. Brother, for lesson, brother.
Thank you, Lord. God bless you.
Brother D, you open if you have something to say. You must be on that mute button. But we thank God, man. You know, we really do.
Yes, sir.
We really do, man. Beautiful lesson, man. We always say we don't force nobody to say nothing. We're just glad you came out. We're just glad for the prayer. If it be God's will, Rev, I know you're going to be cooking some up again. We're trying to be here Thursday, trying to do this thing
praise
again. You know? If it be God's will, you know, that's all we can do. If it be his will, you know. If it be his will, Reverend, we'll try to be here on Thursday. If not, we'll be in it. Hey, some of us might be left behind, and some of us might get called on in the middle of, but wherever it is, be thou faithful unto them.
Yes.
Be thou faithful unto that, over that revelation there. Over that revelation of that. Yeah, chapter 2, round 4, right, verse 8 or so. Be thou faithful.
Be thou faithful unto that.
Don't wave. Don't be waving. There you go. Don't be waving. Don't let nobody spook you. That brother Tim.
Yo, God bless you.
Yes, sir. But Tim, I don't know. They might be accidentally hit the one button.
The Tim open, Brother D open.
There you go.
Might be on their
music. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
We got you now.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to tell you that when God is in your life and He uses you, that's why the message was so powerful today, because you allow God to use you. Great job. I enjoyed it. I learned something today, and I just wanted to tell you thank you so much, Rev. Both of you, what a great job. What a great opportunity to hear the word of God.
Bless you.
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Continue to build in faith. Thank you so much.
God bless you.
That's beautiful, man. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. I want to do this here, Reverend. I want to lift up Jock, you know, a few things coming up in his lives, you know.
Praise God.
But only God has the final say, you know, for any kind of healing, any kind of sickness, you know. Just keep him lifted up,
sir.
You know. We'll put him on that list, you know, put him on the list. And his wife, too, you know, and his wife, too. we're going to lift them up, man. Where you gave the message, it would be redundant if we wouldn't let you step out the way and let you pray, man, you know. And let you, and we, watch this here, your voice, but our we believe in your, what you ask the Lord for, because he said, well, there are two or three gathered in my name. He said, he'll be in the midst, Doc. So I know it's more than three on here.
Yes,
I know it's more than three believe, too.
My brother. God bless you. God bless you, brother. Be a little late to the party today. But I heard that my brother gave the word. And see, God is so good to man. He allows these shows to be, these service. I won't say these shows. He allowed these service to be recorded.
Yeah.
You can go back, and if you missed it, like brother, either you missed so most of it, I can go back and fellowship with the word today.
Man.
I had to bounce back over to the other service to try to get what we call the appetizer. And I tell you, brother, I gave him John 15:24-28. I asked that my brother, as we continue in God's word, continue in the name of the Lord Almighty. And I'm like my brother, I know it's more than two or three. As we continue to walk this road of salvation, believing in what thus said the Lord, I pray that you will keep my wife in your prayers.
Yeah.
She's going through a little sickness right now, but I know that there's a man. And when you know a man that we love to call Jesus, you take your fear. You know, the old saying says, if you're going to worry, don't pray. If you're going to pray, don't worry. See, God already knows our heart, and he knows it's hard to do, but he knows it's doable. So you take your fears and you throw them to the side and just have a little talk with him. So I ask that you all keep my wife in your prayers, and I'm going to keep praying for each and every last one of us and praying that the Lord will have his way.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll go back. I'm going to go back and listen to the whole service. I cut a snippets of it, but when I go back and hear the whole service, my brother, I want to leave one thing with you all as I get out the way, and that is, I know a man. That's all, brother, you got to say. I know a man. I don't have anything else to say. When troubles come my way, I know a man. When sickness come up on me, I know a man. I know a man, Reverend Henry, that a young lady touched him in a crowd of people, and he said, somebody touched me.
Yes, sir.
How can you say that when so many people's around you? He said, somebody touched me. I know a man. I'm just so glad that I know a man. I'm going to pray to the power of the Lord come down. Asking God to do what I know he's truly able to do. He said in his word, he said, we have not because we ask not. So I'm asking. I'm asking my daddy. In the name of Jesus, you're going to keep my wife in prayer, and we're not going to worry. We're going to pray.
In the name of Jesus.
Brother Jock, you know,
and then keep the ministry. We don't never pray selfish, because any time God is lifted up, you know, that's what we talk about. Wherever God is lifted up, and wherever people believe in the Jesus Christ, we want to lift that up, you know, and that's ministry, man. We got to pray for these ministries, man. You know, we gotta pray for them that God keep his hands on them, you know. Yeah, just do that for us, Ray. You know, beautiful lesson, man. You know, if it be God's will, we'll try to see this thing again Thursday. See what real guys doing for us Thursday. You know.
Praise God.
Yes, sir.
There's a song that we play often. It says, in my name. He says, I'll give you peace.
What's this?
The storm of life
is
ready.
What's this? I ain't going to do it. I ain't going to do it long, though, Red. What's this, Red?
Yeah.
What's this, Red?
That's a good one.
don't know. You good?
Thank you, Lord.
It takes faith, Doc. It's all you got to have
mm-hmm.
faith to do this thing.
Yeah.
You know, and even if you don't move like when you want them to move, just
mm-hmm.
still trust him. Trust him, man.
That's it.
Trust
that's
him.
It.
You know, trust him. You know? Yeah. Let
mm-hmm.
me leave you alone. Come on, Rip. Come on, Rip. You got
that's it. That's beautiful. Trust.
Mm-hmm.
That is. It's a necessity.
Mm.
Ain't no way around it. There must be trust. Hallelujah. Because when we believe it, I like to say it, when we believe it, that's when we receive it. When you accept it, that's when God can start to do a work. Don't look at what's around. Don't look at what the evidence that you have before you, but trust God. Hallelujah. I like how you told me long time ago, Rev, told me don't allow my problem to be bigger than God. My situation to be
that's
bigger
it,
than God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. And then Aunt Martha blessed us. One day she sent in them the golden nugget. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
that we're taking it to a bigger God. Oh, hallelujah. So as we go to God in prayer, hallelujah, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel victory. I feel God going, I know he's going to do something. Oh, I feel his spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. As we go to God in prayer, Father God, we come thanking you, Lord God. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you, Father God, how you have shown evidence that you're in our midst. We thank you, Father God. We want to thank you for the lesson that you blessed, Father God. Thank you how you help us teach, Father God, how you gave us clarity. Thank you, Father God, for each and every comment. Thank you for each encouraging thing, for each prayer. Hallelujah. And thank you for entrusting us with these prayers that we may, pin depend and lean and trust on you, Father God, that you will see us through whatever we're going through. You know the special needs of your loved ones. You know, Deacon Jock, Father God, look upon, hallelujah, the situation, Father God, and let be manifest in this, and all will see that it was by your grace and your mercy, hallelujah. We don't want to tell you what to do or how to do, but Father God, hallelujah, we ask as a request, hallelujah, that you look upon us, Father God. You know better than we, but look upon, take care of his special needs in the name of Jesus, Father God, whether it be, Father God, more faith or healing, Father God, or spiritual growth, you know. Hallelujah, for we know we trust and if we lean upon you, Father God, you will make a way out of no way. We've seen you do it. Hallelujah. And others in times past over and even this present day, but before this broadcast, you made a way when you gave a thought and you had us to look upon, hallelujah, what would be taught, Father God. Then you came along and you helped us, hallelujah, in it, and you gave manifestation of your Holy Spirit as you came in the room and you blessed whom you will. So we tell you, thank you, Lord. Thank you in advance. Thank you in advance for hearing these prayers and not only hearing them, but we thank you in advance for answering Brother D, hallelujah, and his wife, hallelujah, whether it be as well a healing, hallelujah, or a strength, Father, or mercy, hallelujah, hallelujah, or just of them to know that you care, hallelujah. We tell you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Even Reverend Brian, continue to give him strength, hallelujah, that he may
do what thus said the Lord, Father God, even in his study. Bless him in his study as he will do the and unfold the hidden treasures that you have. Hallelujah. That he may go forth and show a dying world that you yet live, for you're living within our hearts and each and every ministry that's open in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This God's plan, Father. Look upon it, Father God, and continue to add to it. Continue to bless us that we may be a blessing in the name of Jesus. Even, hallelujah, even the other broadcast, hallelujah. Brother Dog, hallelujah, bless him even in his endeavors. And those that will lend help to, hallelujah, to get thy word out, Father God, you know. Hallelujah. And we ask that you look upon these things. Hallelujah. And give attention to where it is needed. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you, Father. We just want to rejoice. We feel like it is well. Hallelujah. We feel like we're going to not wait till the battle is over, but we're shouting right now. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you. And we, hallelujah, we expect a good report. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I feel like somebody gonna come and say that the Lord made a way as we gather together in prayer. In the name of Jesus, we pray. These are the blessings we ask. In Jesus' name, we pray. We thank you for it all, Lord God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Play
some. Okay, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
The storm is raging. Thank you, brother. Thank you, my thank you. Thank you. In the midst of the storm, I got power.